Okay, we'll go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council meeting to order on October 10th, 2017 at 7 o'clock. All rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic which stands one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Move on to public comment. Anybody here for other than an agenda item? And we'll go ahead and go on to agenda review and adoption.
Mayor and council, just one thing. Want to make sure that you have the copy of the agenda that was on the table. That is the updated agenda to go off of. One thing I got is change for the October claims list. It should be check numbers 18752 to 18768. So there is a new claims list also included with that agenda.
Anybody else have anything to add or delete? Otherwise, look for a motion to approve. Move and second to approve the agenda as adopted or as amended. All favor? Opposed? For a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Motion to accept the consent agenda.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Chief?
Start off with the recognition of our recent retirees.
Gary, you want to come up here? So here's a certificate of recognition. The valuable contributions to the city of Hamburg for servicing 10 years as a volunteer fire department in the city of Hamburg.
It's been fun. It's been an experience and a lot to be part of it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I need to get rid of the controls for the fire relief. And we're also recognizing Paul Dungeon for his recognition, his contributions to the city of Hamburg for service as 10 years as well as a volunteer fire department. Congratulations, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks. Rescue 12.
We had through the paper the sale of that. I don't think we had any.
No bids received. It's also on the league's website.
So we look at other options. Talk to us, MinBid. They deal with only government equipment. We've got two options. There's a live auction October 28th. Said if we wanted to do that, we would need to have forms in by October 18th and the truck up there on October 25th. Their fees are anything under $4,000 is a 10% fee they take. Anything over 4,000 is an 8% fee with a max of 1,000. The other option would be they have an online auction. That is their fees, $4,000 or less is an 8% fee. Anything over 4,000 is a 6% fee. That's my recommendation would be if we can put it on a live auction and be done with it. You guys. He said there's another one November 18th, I think, would be the last one for the year, too.
Can we put any reserve bid on it, or will we just go as...
Just get rid of it?
Get it off work?
For my one?
Any other thoughts, Council?
No.
As I look for a motion either for the live or the online option.
Make a motion, put it on live auction.
Second.
Moved and seconded to go ahead and take it to the live auction on October 25th.
28th.
Or 28th, I'm sorry. Any further? No. Any other discussion? All in favor? Opposed? You'll be able to facilitate that?
Yeah, I might need to work with Jeremy on the one form, but yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll grab the title too.
That's all I have.
It's a good thing we don't have video. Any questions anybody has for the chief?
No.
You're on. Okay, let's go ahead and then move on to Candace Hansen from InSpec.
Hey everyone. Hello. Nice to see everybody. It was a type of blizzard the last time I was here. It's a beautiful night tonight. Oh, everything's so golden with the cornfields and the sun and the sunset and the golden trees. It's just a beautiful ride. So I appreciate the opportunity to come in front of you tonight, and we have a few things to cover. The first is the year-to-date report of your permits and valuations. And you know, 2016, all told, was actually a better year than 17 as far as permits and valuations. I'll do the comparison of them. You had a smattering of house remodels and basement finishes, garages, garage additions, remodels, and decks in 2016, and then several maintenance over-the-counter permits. So it you know, to me that says that people were putting money into the properties, and you had a total of 24 commercial properties approved that year. This year you had 10, but it was all under the heading of the house remodel and some mechanical permits and maintenance permits. So fewer in number and fewer in valuation. Then if you look at commercial, last year you just had two under commercial, and that's where you outdid yourself this year was in the commercial. You had commercial remodels and additions, re-roofs, re-windows, re-sides, and mechanical permits amounting to 5 compared to 2 last year. So 61,000 compared to 16,000 last year. And you haven't had any public or institutional projects in the last 2 years. So all told, the permits for last year came to 26 as compared to 15 this year. And a whopping 193,000 last year compared to 64 this year. So I don't know if that tells us any kind of story or not, but it is a year-to-date report, which is we wanted to bring you up to date on where things stood with permitting and evaluations. So are there any questions about the report?
Candace, just one thing I got. Because the majority of that commercial industrial was public buildings. Should we be coding that under public and institutional, or does it make a difference?
What kind of projects were they?
Re-roofing.
Of public buildings?
Yeah.
Is that right?
For the community hall.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, a majority of that 61,000 was city projects. I mean, I can go through and look that, and I can send that over to Wendy or Tracy, too.
Why don't you do that?
Okay.
And, why don't you send it to me, and
okay.
then I'll talk to them about where you thought this might possibly be better categorized. And it doesn't change the totals, but we do like to track things accurately.
Okay.
So, okay. Anyone else? Okay. And we'll move on to the state reporting requirement. I want to draw attention to what is a really long title for a report that the state likes to receive. It's an annual reporting requirement. However, there is not a penalty for reporting. I believe that they're probably using this for census purposes, would be my guess. But I just wanted to credit your city staff with being consistent in this reporting requirement. It's reporting municipal construction and development fee revenue and expenses. And so you can credit your staff, Jeremy, with reporting every year, Pat back several years, and that's we want to credit city staff with, seeing to it that this report gets to the state on an annual basis. So thank you.
And then just one thing to point out, like, if you look at that pro, you can see previous years, you can see the gap from 1308. Well, there was a state requirement that if it was under, was it 10,000?
Yeah, it's possible, you know that.
Yeah, that, then you weren't required to file the report, so.
Yeah, small.
Hence the reason why there's a big gap there from 8 to 13.
And then the last thing I have to talk about is an article that I provided. Now, even though this article, this piece of paper isn't yellow and crispy, like, this article is almost 25 years old. And I provide it as a courtesy. It's just in my communications are part of what I bring to MinSpec as relationship manager. And this is a true story, and it really did happen when I was a budding city administrator working in my first community, and I was mowing my grass. And I always admired the hedge that I had across the back property line that I just loved so much, and I kept it, you know, unwieldy and really natural and so on. I just thought it was beautiful. But I was surprised when my neighbor came around the end of the hedge one night when I was mowing, and he pointed out that the way I kept my hedge all natural and such, it made it hard for him on his side. And it was my first lesson in realizing that mine wasn't the only perspective, and that every person brings their own perspective to things. And so it was a lesson right in time for me when I was learning to do what, you know, be a city official, that I had to stop first and listen before making any judgments or comments. And so it was a great lesson for me right in time. But included in this article, which I called Talk to Your Neighbor, is the message for your community members to talk to each other. I mean, there was a lot of good that came out of that night when that man came around the end of the hedge, and I appreciated it because I wanted to be thought of as a good neighbor. And that, you know, too often it's really difficult for neighbors to find the courage to talk out issues. And there's just so much goodwill that comes from doing that, and so much ill will that comes from, you know, things festering and growing, or worse yet, falling to cops. You know, and we know the cops have limited resources as it is, and so they have more than enough to do. So the articles that I prepare and submit to you and your staff are yours for your purpose, however you want to use them. I don't need any credit. You can take my name off, you can take my picture off, you can post them in the community or on your website, or use them in newsletters. You can use them to hand out when you have to go out and do neighbor disputes. I used to literally straddle the property line and help people come to a conclusion on things. And but they just sometimes need the nudge that they can do this on their own. So I just welcome you to use this article in any way you see fit. I usually send them over in a Word format so you can make them your own. So is there anything on that you'd like to talk about? Okay, and then I see that there was something on your agenda, other things that you would like to talk about tonight?
Yeah, just my big thing was, Candace, is just expired permits, if we just can follow up if there's any outstanding permits out there.
You know, we actually have a real focused effort going on then, Matt,
okay,
in that area right now. We've expanded our staff. We have added another individual to our front office, so we have four schedulers, which includes Tracy, the office manager. We have added two more inspectors. Now, you won't see them over this way because they're designated to certain areas, so MinSpec is really growing. And with the added staff, we can get on some of these things that tend to slip with smaller staff. So I'll just let you know that we are going to be, we are closing in on expired permits to the best of our ability, and we're going to make a report specific to that to each of our client cities. So you'll hear about that. And then was there a property that you wanted to talk about?
Yeah, well, we have 470 Maria Avenue. There's one other on Railroad Street. I can't remember the address. I'll have to look it up. But basically, I believe you guys had sent letters out last year even already, addressing some of the structural issues on these properties. I just wondered if we could have you guys follow up on them.
Mm-hmm.
I know they're 470 Maria, the one I have on the agenda here, they're looking to sell the property. But the other one, it's owned by someone and rented out on Railroad, but I can email you them, that other address.
Okay, one's on Maria.
Yeah, 470 Maria, and I'll shoot you an email tomorrow to follow up.
All right, yeah, no, we'd be happy to do that, it's part of our role. And I know we have to stay on top of these things to get them.
You know, the biggest concern is because with 470 Maria there, it's a structural thing, and there's renters up above. So kind of a safety concern.
That doesn't matter anymore. Okay, yeah. We take up charge on that. So I am your communications conduit, so if there's anything that you'd like to talk about tonight, why?
Yes, we got some issues in the town with some of the permits. The guy that wants to build a garage and he's gonna get in and run around. Who sets the standards on these? Is that your standard, or is that a state standard? When he was told that he can't put a garage on a folding slab of 1,200 square feet, that means?
Oh, well, the building permit is the building permit, and that's the standard that's set by the state, and that is what we go by as far as enforcement goes. If you're talking about that construction method specifically, mm-hmm. then we have timing, which is set by our office, and we have a commitment to turn residential permits around inside of 5 business days, and then commercial in 15 business days. But that's specific to us having everything we need in order to evaluate a permit. And so by that I mean, we take a permit when it's first submitted, we take an initial look at it. If it's incomplete, you know, if we need information from an engineer, an architect, a contractor, or whatever, we make contact with them, but the clock stops for us. So that, and it resumes when the designer or the contractor or the property owner gets back to us with the balance of the information, whatever, still outstanding. So building code is a building code, and it's enforced the same across the state and by cities that have adopted the code. And if you would like to have Scott be in touch and talk with you, so you can, and I'm the PR person, so he'd be able to better explain it, I'm sure, from a building official standpoint.
Well, the thing you gave me is, I know 3 contractors here in town that are, all I get to hear that I've heard from them is that they're very unhappy with the inspector. They're very hard to deal with, they're hard to get along with. And, you know, we want to grow here. We want people to build here in town. And if they're going to have a hassle with this stuff, it's not going to happen. So I don't know where the buck needs to be changed or what needs to be straightened out, but I got 3 contractors and 2 of them have done mm-hmm. been work for me for since 1980, since I moved to town. And they know more than most building inspectors that I've ever came on, I guarantee you that, because I seen one of your building inspectors that came out that day and was talking to the guy, and believe me, I think I almost knew more than he did. I'm sorry to say that, but he was so baffled that he didn't know what he was actually doing, but I looked at it, because he couldn't answer the 4 contractors' questions, you know. And then he had to get his book out again, and he goes through his book, and he was lost, and that contractor just basically threw his hands up in the air and said, that's it, I ain't ever coming back here to build anything in Hamburg, not you guys, got these guys, so something needs to be someplace along the line straightened out, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, that's an issue that...
We've had the same thing in the office with, you know, a couple contractors coming in, and the biggest problem we've had is they said this is the code, and then the contractor comes back and says, no, this is the code, and then they've looked it up and go, okay, you were right. So there's been some miscommunication with some of the codes. Mm-hmm. The other thing I think would be helpful too is one of the other concerns I get from people is the lack of follow-up and communication, because I've had one too with a shed also, where they said they sent it and then it's been, it was a back and forth thing for 3 months, which, you know, mm-hmm. I think that's just too long of a gap to be able to wrap up some permits. The other thing too is just because I've called on this, is I understand that there's two aspects to everything. Sometimes code is code, and that's why we pay you. So there's that aspect too, where there are contractors out there, you know, well, I know this will work. Well, if it's not code, it's code. So we got to stand, at least it's my opinion, that code's code. We got to stand behind you on that. But I also know the aspect that some of these contractors, some of the notes they bring in are pretty sketchy. So what I'd like to see when these people come in with these plans that don't meet the specific requirements you need, is that just not an email sent, but also that some form of communication is made. Because just with this last permit we had, I ended up calling like almost 3 weeks later asking where the permit was. And the response was, well, we contacted this person way back then, and then no other communication was made with them.
No follow-up.
Yeah, no follow-up.
Pursuing.
Yeah. Yeah, just something like, you know, okay, 4 days have passed here, maybe I should give them a call. And from what I understand, this permit was just an email sent. I mean, I don't know if everybody checks emails every day. It's just, I mean, a lot of us, you know, are attached to our phones. Some of us aren't. Just the follow-up of, you know, timing of things.
So Jeremy, when you say notes are sketchy, do you mean like on the slip?
No, I'm saying what people submit. Okay. You know, because a lot of times they'll come in and I understand your point. The inspector's like, well, I need this, I need that. I can't approve this because I need...
Submittals.
Yeah. And I understand that aspect. But when you guys need more information, just the follow-up of maybe a phone call. I understand it through an email, so you get the documentation, because I like that too.
Yeah.
But I just think, you know, after 12 days, you know, no follow-up's been made, you know.
So circle back on permits that are trying to get on.
Yeah, that are open.
Yeah, that are trying to get going.
Mm-hmm. You know, and for me, it's hard when people come in and talk to us with about complaints, because I've talked to Scott about this before too, with contractors telling me this, inspectors telling me that. Well, I don't know the code, so I'm a lot of times the wrong person to come to for code issues. I mean, zoning's a different story, but I have had probably 3 people this year that have voice concerns about the process, permitting process. And that was kind of my point I was going to get to here, the customer relations bullet points.
Okay, well, I'll pass the message back and we'll seriously address, you know, the points that you're making here. And if there's training we need to do with some of our inspectors, then we need to do some training. So we'll take it up to Scott. Okay?
Perfect.
All right. It's nice to see everybody. Thank you.
Thanks for coming out.
Yeah. Great evening.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Oh, you're welcome. We had a lot to celebrate tonight with your firefighters. Cool. It's nice to do that.
It is.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go ahead and move on then to old city business, public nuisances. We have a few to complete this evening, the circuit.
All right, so just to update council, 153 Jacob Street, we had moved forward and agreed to send that to prosecution, so that is in that process. I did talk to Peter Ivey at Carver County Attorney's Office. He will be taking care of the issue. First thing is it'll go to the sheriff's department for a report, and then it'll go to the court. So it sounded like it wasn't a it'll be done tomorrow type deal. So I'll keep council informed where we are on that one. The other one, 710 Park Avenue. I'll just pull up here. So this is the current status, kind of the front yard where, I don't know, it still kind of looks like it. Some items there that are just kind of random. The backyard, as far as I'm concerned, I haven't seen much progress from one's last meeting. I don't know whether that truck's operational or not, but as you can see here, this we talked about at that meeting, trailer full of pipes and stuff, hasn't moved.
And the truck hasn't moved.
The truck hasn't moved.
That's from tonight.
That's yep. Tonight. Looks the same as last time.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like they did do a little bit of weed whipping in the actual yard here. I don't know where his property line is, so it's hard to say,
and
but within the means.
Basically, we told him to take the fire is the truck and the pipe and
yeah.
down some weeds and weed.
So, and it's
consideration, we'd be happy with that if he got that done.
All right, and it's hard to tell because I think we might need to upgrade to 2020 technology with our camera. It's quite old. And unfortunately, I forgot my cell phone at home, which has better quality than.
We should have put the budget for the drone in.
Well, that too, maybe, possibility. But as you can see, this, I don't recall, is here. It's hard to tell, but from where I was, is a four wheeler here. There's an old lawnmower here. Along here, there's a dirt bike and a regular bike. As you can see right here, it's hard to say because it's kind of grainy when you zoom. But I don't know how much effort from when he was here to now was made. You know, it's hard. That's why I said it'd be nice to get a nice camera that has.
And I sent a follow-up letter as well after that meeting, just reiterating what the council had decided, and that, again, we would be reviewing his property tonight and that he was encouraged to come.
Council, thoughts?
Well, I think we decided the last meeting that we give him until today.
Yeah, it was pretty cut and dry.
Yeah, if he didn't do nothing, we proceeded with prosecution. So.
You know, like I said, the big thing was this trailer with all the piping and stuff, and this vehicle.
Which admittedly,
it hasn't moved, so I don't.
He said the tabs weren't current on that.
Yeah, right.
I hate to do it, but I feel like we were pretty cut and dry last meeting.
Yeah. And we give him an extra 10 days or so.
Yeah.
2 weeks.
2 weeks if he don't want to.
Yeah, I think this is a pretty easy one.
I think we've extended our
goodwill
to help him, yes.
Okay. Yeah, I look for a motion from the council to move 710 Park Avenue on to the prosecution phase of the ordinance. Second. Moving second to go ahead and move 710 Park Avenue on to prosecution. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. 410 Sophia.
All right. So 410. You can see they removed the truck, but the other stuff, there's parts. There's stuff still.
They didn't get them cleaned up. The truck was removed and now the rest just stayed there. No one has made any attempt at going off the message.
And I posted a note on their door.
Yeah.
Inviting them to come to me.
So we have had no communication from them. I mean, we got tires. I don't know if this mower works. Sink. Snowblower parts.
Same as the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's.
Well, this one's like just basically refusing any confirmation or communication with us.
Council?
If you receive, hate to do it, but
for a motion and to move forward on the 410 recipient. Second. Moved and seconded to move 410 Sophia Avenue onto prosecution. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye, opposed? Passes. 320 Sophia.
Okay. So here's 320 Sophia. And to me, he had a bunch of other stuff there and it kind of, it's going to get grainy, but it just kind of looks like it's garden stuff that he has now, so.
I think Bob's kind of cleaned up a lot of his stuff.
Yes, yeah.
I spoke to him two separate times actually, and so he is aware. And it was a broken up bathtub.
Yeah.
That he said was in that pile and he didn't know what to do with it. So we encouraged him to either bring it to Green Isle. His dad apparently was selling his house and had a dumpster. So I said, well, take it piece by piece if you need to go to that dumpster. So looks like he did something.
Yeah.
Yeah, that round of whatever was there before doesn't look like.
No, that's, it used to be a bunch of stuff in here. And like I said, now it just looks like he's doing kind of some gardening. He's got a wheelbarrow. I mean, can't.
And had a little bit of stuff in.
Yeah.
Counsel? Randy?
And then Kristen Heather across. Plus name. Seth told me that I should extend a thank you to all of us for getting this going because.
Well, good.
Heather at least appreciated that we're trying to get the town cleaned up a little bit. And I don't know where I mean, anything to walk through the door, it's just a pile of junk there.
And I know the concern too was that there's no front steps. It's just the door. But Jeremy had said that was okay, kind of, because there's a side door and a back door.
It depends on the number of exits. That's a code issue.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I guess it's something we could, should have brought up Candace. Well, I got to send her an email tomorrow anyway, so I'll just follow up on that.
So I look for a motion to go ahead and remove 320 Sophia Avenue from the nuisance list. So, second.
Moved and seconded to move 320 Sophia from the nuisance list. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, move on to new city business, community hall rent program on September 30th.
Back up and go to the community center up here, just give a little.
Okay.
Update. So we finally got some rain and found where it was running here in the roof. So there's a stack in the women's bathroom straight up from one of the stalls. That stack needs to be replaced. There's water coming through there. The other thing we need to do is bring somebody in up above the ceiling here. We have the steel beam, main support. I don't know why they did it, but it's all sheet rocked off. So you can't see where it's kind of leaking. Yeah, it's all.
It's that.
Sheet rocked off like, yeah. So up in the ceiling, that's all sheet rocked off. Oh, you know, another 4 feet. I don't know why they bothered. Makes no sense, but we need to tear out that sheet rock. So we can see where it's kind of coming in and leaking and coming down the wall where the wall's falling apart there. So I'll bring somebody in to look at that. So I don't know if necessarily we need to replace the whole roof other than try. I think first the steps would be to try to just replace these.
I think that's fire closed, so that'll have to be put back up.
Okay, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah. That's what I was calling out the car. I asked that question before and I found out that that's fire.
But we'll have to put it back then when we redo the wall and fix the roof. But for now, we need to take that apart so we can rip that all out so we can see where it's coming in and running down the wall there.
Yeah, because it's dripping from the pipe and the drips are landing on like these two beams. They remind me of like marble, like you put a marble on it and they roll. And the water's landing on that and it's rolling and it's going right down that little quarter wall there that rotted that wall out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's not looking good.
All right, and now we're on to new city business, community hall rental from September 30th of this year.
Okay, so we had a rental on the 30th of September and as Greg did rounds, he found that some people found access to the city shop down through the back door of the men's bathroom. Is that door that goes down into the shop. When Greg did rounds, he found that they had pried open the wood divider. Two of his snap-on tools are missing. Also, they broke the doorknob into his office, so we couldn't even get in there. I mean, it was, I don't know what they did. They must have reamed on it and snapped it, because it just, you couldn't even turn the knob, couldn't get a key in it, anything.
They didn't gain access.
They didn't gain access in there, but they did gain access into the shop. And as far as we know, all we found is two snap-on tools missing. So we did file a police report on Monday because things were missing. And, you know, there was an attempt to get in Greg's office. We've been in touch with the renters and had notified them that they most likely will lose their damage deposit. So I'm just bringing this to the council's attention so you're aware of the situation.
So we had to, Greg had to saw into the office and replace, now we had to replace the door handle. We got to fix the door of the shop. They drank some beer that wasn't theirs and left cigarette butts all over the floor.
$250, but it's probably where we're gonna be at.
The labor and stuff for all this cleaning up.
Yeah, I told Greg to keep track of all this time, so it won't be an insurance claim. It'll come out of their deposit. I don't think we should be.
What are we going to do about any further? And door to basement usually is locked, right?
Close open. So we're going to make sure that that door is locked, stays locked.
We can be. There's an exit there to the side.
Yes, yep.
Do we need that with?
There's the
I think we do in order to have the 509, you know, capacity.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. Kind of a goofy exit, but
is it something? Is there one down the stairs?
Bottom of the stairs there is, but midway the steps there, you know, there's the door out to the side of the building.
So yeah,
but the basement one we need that needs to be kept locked. Yeah. The other thing we talked about, you know, because the only reason they need to be down there is for pop access.
Yeah.
In case you need to change pop. So what we've talked is just doing the kind of the accordion steel bars. You know, like we have the hall that goes to the basement, maybe installing them. I mean, for now, I think what we'll do is try the keeping that door locked. We have another incident or issue, we might have to install them like accordions, because we can't really build nothing there because the heater's there. So you need to keep it open so we have air moving. So kind of the best solution would be like them accordion gates.
We've got something in the rental agreement that if something like this happens, that they are fully
Spread in there.
Yeah.
They're liable for any damage or missing items.
Maybe give them a place for their to have a party or whatever they're going to do, and then all of a sudden they start destroying stuff. Well, the bad part of it is probably just two bad apples in the
middle. Exactly, yeah. Exactly.
That's yeah. Makes it bad for them.
Right.
I'm sure it wasn't the bride and groom.
No.
No.
I mean,
things to worry about, I'm sure.
And the mom is wanting to do some sleuthing of her own. She wanted to know what kind of cigarette brand was down there, because she wanted to know if it was a specific brand that someone she kind of thought it could be. But so she's not like saying, I'm not going to argue. You know, that we need to pay for these damages. So that's good. At least she's not causing a ruckus about that. But.
We'll start with the door lock down there. And we'll go for that.
Yep.
So move on to the 2017 budget items.
Okay, 17 budget items. I'm just going to skip down here quick because it's just a short tidbit. Community hall. We budgeted for painting the bar side. Been able to have some communication with Paint by Brush. He's going to get a hold of me beginning of November. He's hoping to come out in November, get that taken care of. So that's kind of a budget item that we had already budgeted for with this current 2017 budget. So hopefully we can get that done. The only thing I'm bringing to council, any crazy colors you want or scheme or whatever, take a look, let me know. My concept is just use the gray that's currently up there. We really don't want white, just, you know, marks up too much, but to kind of match the gray bottom half where we kind of did the, I don't know if you call that wainscoting or whatever it is, but so then all the paneling will be a nice gray and we'll move out of the 70s era, kind of.
Back a lot of memories.
Other kind of budget items to look at, consider tonight. We have an estimate for Miller's for Central Street and for Shealy Avenue. My thought is we possibly look at doing Central Street this year and then Shealy Avenue and Railroad Street doing it together next year. So that's all one street kind of, because they just kind of tie into each other. So that'd just be a mill and overlay. I did check around trying to get other estimates for these streets, but the couple people I notified couldn't fit it into their schedule this year. They're booked. So they didn't even provide a quote. But what we can do is, if we feel Miller's is reasonable with their price, we can go along with that since it's under $25,000. But really anything over, you know, 25 for sure, we should be getting, you know, a second estimate. You know, the logic we can use is that it's not going to be cheaper. We've checked around, no one else is available in the area. So we've made some due diligence effort to try to get others to do it. I know it's kind of short notice, late in the season kind of thing, but we don't know that until we see where the budget's at till this time of year anyway. So
yeah, the other thing is that road is getting so bad that I hate like have to let it go another spring. Because we get to start getting water down there, then we're gonna have big problems. And it's gonna cost us three times to fix it. But it'll cost us now. We're just gonna start removing base and stuff like that. And the base is good, you know, I put them all in, I know 19 E. There's at least anywhere from 4 to 16 inches of gravel.
So what's the bid then?
The bid for Central is $12,632.40.
Council, thoughts? Well, I think his opinion weighs quite heavy here with his experience and what he does. If you think that's going to prevent further damage, I'm all for it.
We're all in the greens, and I look for a motion to go ahead and move forward with that. Make a motion then for the Central Street done for $12,630.40.
Second. Moving second to move forward with the Will and Miller bid for Central Street for $12,632.40. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
So then I'll make the adjustment in the 2018 budget when we're looking at the final. Next item, well number two out here for the water treatment plant. We had them come out and do the calibration on the pumps yesterday. So they came out, calibrated the pumps. We noticed that well number two isn't pumping up to capacity. Just below 50 gallons per minute, and it should be at 150. So I'm making council aware we're gonna have to look at pulling that pump. Kind of looking at three options. One, most likely, and knock on wood and hoping, it's the pump, or the screen around the pump. You know, could have shale or play or something too around it, limiting it. But more than likely, pump's 13 years old. That pump's been run more than the other pump, almost, you know, 2 to 1. So it could be the pump. We may need a new pump. So we're gonna have somebody come out and pull that pump and look at it. Worst case scenario would be is we have a hole in the casing. But I talked to Justin Black, our engineer, because he just swung in this morning to say hi, so I ran it by him. Them were kind of the three options he thought it would be. And he wouldn't think it would be the casing after 13 years. So, but that's something we need to address and look at. So what we'll probably do is pull pump 2 out of well number 2 and have that serviced. Once that, we know that's good to go, we'll actually probably pull pump 3 too. So that way that pump gets looked at, maintenance, service, or, I mean, we're at the lifespan of these pumps, so.
So pull 1 at, or pull 2 and 3 to be looked at?
Pull 2 first.
Okay.
Make sure that's 110%, then pull 3.
Is that pump way in the bottom?
Yeah, it's 600 feet down. Okay. And then the last thing got snow removal, so I included the snow removal contract for Miller's and the pricing. The other thing to tie in with that, we've talked about putting together a lease agreement with Mr. Trebish for leasing his land for snow removal. I've talked to Mac, we've kind of gone back and forth on this. Kind of the first lean way was as if Steve should put the lease together since it's his property. But Mac said he's more than willing to, you know, put that lease together. That might give the council a little more reins then on the lease. So what Mac needs to know is what we're looking at for what the stipends will be of the lease agreement. So basically what we need to look at is a price, timeline, and any requirements that Mr. Trebish may have with his property. The only other things I could think of or concerns would be, you know, liability, limiting the liability. The other thing to look at would be, I can only think of as cleanup, who would be responsible for cleanup after the snow melts.
What do we usually do at the end of the year? Is it just usually pretty much red rock off the parking lot?
So really, usually if we keep it there, we don't have much of an issue.
No.
And if there's any garbage or what, I think Greg usually will pick up, because we used to mow that area anyway. So.
The only one was the liability thing, that's all, and that's been a long while now. Well, I would say they've got it here now. I see Timmy's got this signed from start effective the 10th of this month, which is today. And I would say we should probably go till the 1st of April. And we can still get snow in April, but you get what we wind up doing is just putting it off to the side. Because usually by a couple of days or a day or so it's gone.
What, probably November 1 to April 1, or what do you think?
Yeah, I would say. I think, Steve?
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing. You, I mean, you have to accept that the bylaws are big.
Yeah.
Going to take it off.
Yeah.
Price.
Well, yep.
Well, we were like last time. $2,500 he's got. Now, I want to make you people aware that this has no reflection on my what I get paid per hour. I don't get any idea. I'm getting any because I'm from one like, whoa. I'm not even getting a sliver of this. So, but a truck to haul, he's got down there $90 an hour.
And I talked to Brad. And Brad kind of pretty much thought it'd probably be two trucks.
Yeah.
per hour.
So you're looking at 100.
And probably 2 hours.
In Geno Hall, then, all right, what do you usually order if you go to Arlington Hall?
Yeah,
depends
how much snow they
get,
but usually
4 or 5 hours. Yeah. So you start adding that up. But you want like 2,500 skin? Yeah. Yeah. You can eat up $2,500 for your curry.
Okay.
I mean, over there, all we, I mean, over there, all we do is haul. We're here. Now you got to figure you got your loader to clean for the trucks to back in, and then your trucks will dump, and then you have to have your loader somewhat push it back up because you can't just leave it lay there otherwise. Mm-hmm. Next time you got no place to dump. So, I mean, you're looking at $175 an hour. You're looking at adding another. At least another hour, hour and a half to your loader time.
Sure.
So it usually takes me about an hour and a half in town here. And I do help Greg with the fire hall and stuff. We're helping
bobcat.
Yeah. So we don't know so much with that little bobcat. But.
Well, what would the LB hauling? Because from the bar, can't you bring that pretty much all the way to the Jacob Street? Or how far do you usually go to that?
I usually start down by Sandy Nellens.
No, I'm talking about going down Henrietta. You push towards the hall or towards the
airport? I split it by the post office. That goes in this little parking lot over here. And that, I can't hardly put any more snow.
You can't?
No, because that'll fill up so fast. I mean, I've had it already where I've had it right.
So you have pretty much come from the post office all the way where you'll be hauling?
All the way over to Sandy Nellens, and then we do this street. Up past Maltz is up here that comes to the corner by Sophia's, and that comes up. And I take that down, and then that goes over to that's now Steve's lot, too. So there's there's quite a little snow there. Close to that pile.
So, how much do you think it would be for loading it? For every, it'd be two trucks here?
Well, it'd be $180 an hour. I'm guessing you're looking at
180 plus the loader?
Plus the loader, yeah. And I'm looking at probably 3 hours now instead of an hour and a half, what I usually do now. Because what the blade does help me when I push it to the pile. Because we do have two blades in town here. One takes here east end, and that usually comes up and helps me at the main street. It goes just so much faster because you can take the mowboard and the wing, and then I get alongside it and just take it.
True.
Goes pretty fast.
So we're looking at probably hour and a half?
Extra.
Extra.
So we're looking at about $532 per snowfall per hour and a half. For an hour and a half, it's about $532.
Yeah, so five snows each setup.
Yeah. And, you know, and Minnesota could be could be 5 or 50. We don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. The thing is, you know, you get a truck, and you can vouch for me. It just depends who you get them. Some guys you get some damn good drivers, and some guys you all of a sudden the loader's sitting there for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. Starting to change, add up.
Where would they haul it to? I mean,
we probably have to haul it down along on the demo track.
The railroad tracks, exactly. Tracks.
And then my next question is, how much of that is township?
We have a good, there's a wide area there. It's 25 feet from the tracks. Yeah, and then it's.
But
cities.
Still, five snowfalls, you'd see $2,500 up, so you're better off.
That's around the range, basically.
Yeah.
And $2,500 for the November to April, minus the melting season. Melting season, in case there's still a snow pile there in May.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, just couldn't pile it anymore after April.
So I think really we'll just all have Mac address, like, as you can see the email here. I talked to him today again, but because we were just talking about some of the minimal things. So you know, environmental, from things found in the snow to, you know, the trespassing issue possibility where someone may get hurt or what, or, you know, maybe we've got to do some signs or something.
I was going to say, can we put signs up there?
Yeah.
We don't want anybody parking in this parking lot.
Right.
And I sure as hell don't want it, but if that falls snow,
right.
Because, you know, Minahan's been
right.
Parking there and they're being like.
Yeah, and unfortunately, they're going to lose.
Because, I mean, people don't realize how long it takes to clean up the car and stuff when you lose your momentum of pushing them and trying to get in and out. Coming in and pulling snow, or a horse got to come.
Hence the reason that's why we issue tickets, so that way we can recover those costs, whether you got to come or whether you got to come back and do it, or Greg's got to do it. You know, we got to recoup them costs.
It costs. People don't realize how much it costs the city.
Right.
Put her on the record.
Yeah.
I don't know how many letters I've said trying to work with the Minahans on how many vehicles they have. I don't know what to do.
Yeah, it looks like
so. I'll have that on Mac. Draft something up. Once I get something from Mac, we'll give it to you for review.
Okay.
And then should have it for the next meeting. Okay. And then just one thing before we move to council. I don't know. I think I can just do it as a budget item. Fit it in office supplies. But unless council has any objection, buy a new camera for the city. I mean, the one we have is, it's ancient.
Just getting back to this contract that we need to...
And we should, yeah.
Prove it?
Yep.
Yeah, we need this.
Yep.
I make a motion to approve the snow removal contract for the emergency funds.
Second. Moved and seconded to approve the snow contract with the emergency fund. All in favor? Opposed?
Got it.
Extension.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I hear it? No, I didn't hear it.
All right.
Going on.
Is that all you got?
Yep.
All time. No. All right, move on to city council reports, unless anybody else has anything new for the good of the city. Okay, go Councilman Buckingham.
I have nothing.
Councilman Crazy?
Nothing here.
Councilman Trubbish?
I think there's only three times in the central that's got a good stuff for you. For me, on my end, I got to take a pretty good look at them.
I haven't got nothing from Bob.
Maybe it'd be a good idea to just have Greg go around
and take a look. I was gonna say Greg could probably just take care of that.
Yeah.
Greg is experienced in tree trimming.
There's something on online there that just trim it up. I don't think there's steep in there.
Okay.
Just a question of what do you guys feel if we do do central, or we are doing central, to keep that from busting up with the garbage cans. Talked to my wife already, and she said, I think that's a great idea. Just move them out to Maria so they don't have a back or all that kind of, because that's where the streets busted up as far as the garbage can comes.
Who Chris really?
And, be Chris and Heather,
that's
us,
about.
Bob, then basically that's all. Us three are the only ones that bring our garbage down to the end of the day.
And they can go,
they can
Bob
go
and Chris, they can go to Sophia,
front.
And you could go to Maria.
And I'll walk in front
of them.
Yeah. Okay.
Is
that be a problem, anybody think? That way we can keep the garbage truck up at least one of the streets in front. Because that's what's really...
How long do you think?
For what?
Permanent or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, permanent.
Okay. But we can send three letters to that to.
I think they go at the front. The only one that comes down to the corner is Chris and Heather, and Vicky and Bob. It's actually.
Do you know what that's built? Is that 5, 7, 9? What is that? 5 or 7?
They're just
five. Yeah. Okay. Just a 5-ton road.
Jacob is a 7-ton here.
Yeah, because it's truck.
Up to the, is a 9-ton, up to the ballpark.
Right, that area.
And then up to the post office from pickup, that's 9-ton.
Okay.
That's the truck route.
Truck route, yeah.
And then from the corner by Dick to where you turn in to go to the baseball park,
yep,
to the hydrant, that's 7-ton. And then from there, it's 5-ton. That's why we posted, yep, it there to keep the,
yep,
farm equipment,
right,
off.
Right.
But Mr. Stewie at that time came up and he was arguing and complaining, how am I supposed to get my farm equipment to my, so the city eased him and said, all right, we'll build it 7-ton. But he just got to move straight anyway, so.
Yeah,
okay. I didn't want to make sure I took this in.
But that's okay. The council, I think that, let's do that. Take their garbage.
Yeah, it's only affecting a few people.
We don't really have to. We have to.
Well, yeah, I'll definitely. I'll call her public relations rep on that and just let them know that.
And do you, after we get the letter, you put on a date when we should start.
Okay.
As long as they're getting all the waste management, that dumpster down at the park and the wheels on there, there's nothing on there. I don't think you could roll out or move that. It's actually digging a tar.
Yeah, we had the same thing at the hall.
Yeah, we're gonna.
That's why we did cement.
Yeah, we're gonna have to change that sooner or later. But them wheels down there, you can't even roll out.
Okay. Well, we can have them swap it out. It's not, yeah, a big deal. Yeah.
So, just a couple things. So this Friday, I'll be having mayors in hours here, 8 to 10 on Friday. And then for anybody who wants to go, Southwest Corridor Transit Committee is meeting on the 20th in Chaska at 7:30, I think it is. And then the Carver County Leaders Meeting is meeting at 7:30 on the 24th in Chaska as well. I'll be attending both of those, but anybody else wants to attend, and then you can come down there.
Just heads up on Friday, I think it's fire prevention. So.
13? Thanks.
Maybe a fire prevention. On the kids camera. Coming in and out, so.
Fire prevention. Okay. On that, that's all I have. No one's got anything else? I look for a motion to adjourn.
Second.
We're moving seconded to adjourn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We are adjourned at 8:02.
I am afraid for me.